62 weeks of inspiration, and we are on week number 39. Don't borrow trouble. Live in day tight compartments. Here's a quote I want to read by none other than George Washington. Worry is the interest paid by those who borrow trouble. It's true. You see, when I was a kid, I was a worrywart. I've always been consumed with anxiety and fear. I've had that even since I was a young girl. I had concerns about small issues and how they might or might not resolve themselves in the future. And I had concerns about bigger issues. It's taken me a long time to learn where those worries and where the anxiety came from, but it stems back into a period of time where my dad had left me in the vehicle. I was probably about 4 years old, and he had gone in to see a friend, and he left the vehicle running. When he went in to go and see his friend, leaving the vehicle running, you know, it was 1975, 1976, maybe. I'm sure they left kids in cars at that time. Anyway, he was parked in the vehicle and the driveway was on a bit of a slant. And I don't know why or how this happened, and it could have even been from me moving around in the vehicle, but it felt like the vehicle was rolling or it was going to roll back. And I don't remember everything from this day, but I remember screaming and screaming and screaming and crying. It must have been, I don't know, could have been 20 minutes, could have been 5 minutes, but it felt like eternity to my little girl self. And when my dad came out, I saw him and I was like, oh, thank God he's coming. And he got in the truck and he yelled at me and he was like, what's wrong with you? Sit down and shut up. There wasn't a lot of empathy for what had gone on. So, you know, talk about feeling completely powerless. I felt that I was going to be abandoned, that I was going to be left. I was going to not have anyone with me, not have anyone love me. And then herein begins the fear of abandonment. And if I, throughout my adult years, could have slowed down and had a conversation with fear, because I believe that fear is the messenger of worry. I think it tries to protect us from something. And if I would have slowed down and had a conversation, I would have received the information to understand what happened then and why that message was given to me. But unfortunately, I didn't. You know, my mom used to say to me, don't borrow trouble. Don't borrow trouble. So don't go looking. Try to live your life in day-tight compartments. And it took me a really long time to comprehend the power of that, to really get it, to really be mindful and present in the moment, is to understand that we can't stop what lies in the compartment yesterday, which is regret, or tomorrow, which is anxiety, from seeping into the compartment called today. So if you think about it, a lot of the recovery groups from people, which addiction stem from typically anxiety, worry, fear, trauma. All of those help groups and recovery groups always say, live one day at a time. And when we take a moment to think about how logical that is, it makes perfect sense for us. Today is the holy instant. Today is all the Creator has given us. It's the greatest wisdom is not meant for today. Is not meant for tomorrow, but meant for today. And we can't take that for granted. We can't change yesterday. So there's no point in having regrets because you can't change it. It is what it is and it's already happened. And you can't be in tomorrow when you're in today. You have to be in the now. And this resonates with me because I still am someone who lives with worry. I'm still with someone who lives in anxiety. And so when I take a moment and I take a deep breath, I realize that that worry and anxiety often comes because I'm borrowing tomorrow's trouble that hasn't even happened. It's not even true. It's not even true. What I'm worrying about is a false narrative. So if you're someone like me who is borrowing trouble and gets caught up in anxiety and fear, live in day-tight compartments And that's what I've started to do in the sense of, okay, my compartment today, the only compartment that I need to be in today is today, Monday. This is it. This is when I'm recording this. This is a Monday. I just need to be in this compartment today, and I'm going to be here. And I'm going to still plan for good things and for future things, but I'm not going to buy into the worry of something that I don't even know if it's going to happen. I'm just going to do everything I can to have the best day and the most amazing day in this compartment that I'm in today. And I wish for you to do the same. Have a great day, and I'll chat with you next week.